spent a good amount of time at the computer today doing stuff that doesn't matter, that nobody will ever know about. I'm feeling a little weird about it, about the fact that I'm building a website that nobody can see unless they magically know what the address is, but nobody does. Although I'm disappointed that nobody cares enough to look, or that nobody was paying attention enough. And even if they were, they don't care enough now to look for it. But I don't like the way it looks now anyway, so it's just as well. Gonna try something else. So I took a fraction of a lorazepam tonight. Last night was a very bizarre night of sleep, man. I kept jolting awake and having the, whatever that's called when you feel like you're falling down. You feel like you're falling, so you jolt awake. There's a name for that, I can't remember what it was. But that day was scary, that Saturday when, and I gotta stop calling it anxiety attacks, it's delirium tremens, seizure is what it is. And it's an anxiety pill that kills it, but I got a little reckless, and since I felt so much better yesterday during the day, I figured I didn't need another lorazepam just to get to sleep, but I also didn't want to drink on it because it was probably still in my system. So I should be able to drink by Thursday when I'm going to be in Midtown. And here we go again. I sort of scoped my whole day around my alcohol consumption. I go into these meetings with these Rethink Link people who are all nice and everything. I tell them I can't meet up after 7, and that's because that's when I usually start drinking. Of course, I don't tell them that, but they don't know anything about my life. And depending what happens at this next meeting, it might be my last one anyway.